August 27, 1926, Jesus gives the title to the book about his will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made me see the Reverend Father, who must occupy himself with the printing of the writings on the adorable will of God. And Jesus, placing himself near him, said to him, "My son, the title you will give to the book you will print about my will is this, the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures. Book of heaven. The call of the creature to the order, the place and the purpose for which he was created by God. See, I want the title also to correspond to the great work of my will. I want the creature to comprehend that his place, assigned to him by God, is in my will, and until he enters into it, he will be without place, without order, without purpose. He will be an intruder in the creation, with no right at all, and therefore he will go wandering without peace, without inheritance. And I, moved to compassion for him, will cry out to him continuously, 'Enter into your place, come into the order, come to take your inheritance, to live in your house.' Why do you want to live in a foreign house? Why do you want to occupy a land that is not yours? And because it is not yours, you live unhappy, and you are the servant and the laughingstock of all created things. All things created by me, because they remain in their place, are in order and in perfect harmony, with all the fullness of their goods, assigned to them by God. You alone want to be unhappy, but of a voluntary unhappiness. Therefore come to your place, it is there that I call you and await you. Therefore, he or she who will offer to make my will known, will be my spokesperson, and I will entrust to them the secrets of its kingdom." Then, after this, he showed the whole creation, how all created things remain in their place, wanted by God, and therefore in perfect order and in perfect harmony among themselves. And because they remain in their place, the Supreme Will maintains their existence whole, beautiful, fresh and ever new. And order brings communal happiness and universal strength to all. What enchantment to see the order, the harmony of all creation. And Jesus, resuming his speaking, added, "My daughter, how beautiful are our works. They are our honor and our perennial glory. All of them remain at their place, and each created thing fulfills its office perfectly. Man alone is our dishonor in our creative work, because by withdrawing from our will, he walks upside down, with his head down on the earth and his feet up in the air. What disorder! What disorder! It is disgusting to see him. By walking with his head upside down, he crawls on the earth, he becomes all upset, he transforms himself. His sight lacks the necessary span to be able to look. He cannot move around in space in order to know things, nor defend himself if his enemy is behind his shoulders. And he cannot go too far, because, poor one, he has to drag himself with his head instead of walking, because the office of walking belongs to the feet, while that of the head is to dominate. So, doing his own will is the true and perfect tumble of man, and the disorder of the human family. This is why I care so much that my will be known, so that he may return to his place, no longer dragging himself with his head upside down, but walking on his feet. No longer forming my dishonor and his, but my honor and his. Look, yourself, do creatures not look ugly, in seeing them walk with their heads on the ground? Don't you too feel sorry in seeing them so disordered? I looked, and I saw the heads down and the feet up in the air. Jesus disappeared, and I remained looking at this ugly scene of the human generations. And from the heart I prayed that his will may be known.